Amid a raging opioid epidemic, a group of researchers has released one of the largest studies ever done of people who say they've overcome an alcohol or drug problem. The researchers asked more than 39,000 people about their experiences with substance use. It found that most of those who say they've overcome the problem used various traditional and non-traditional ways to do so. The researchers say the study shows a need for a variety of forms of addiction treatment. Dr. John Kelly, co-founder and director of the Recovery Research Institute at Massachusetts General Hospital, led the study. He says overall, the findings are good news.
Most people actually do recover. That's huge. When we look around in the street, we know that about 1 in 10 of those individuals walking down the street have actually resolved a significant drug or alcohol problem successfully using a variety of different pathways.
And then in terms of a pattern among those who responded, who said that they resolved the problem, what about how they resolved it?
Well, that was one of the interesting things was about half of those individuals who had overcome a significant problem had done so with the use of formal services or other kinds of services like mutual help groups, like AA, NA, etc. But about half had not. And when we looked at those individuals who had overcome their problems without any treatment or other recovery support services, we found that they had generally less severe, less complex problems. So the drug and alcohol problems had impacted their life in a less severe way.
When treatment was involved, what did the study indicate in terms of effectiveness? Was it medication-assisted treatment? Was it 12-step groups such as AA or NA? Could you draw any conclusions on that end?
We can't draw conclusions about the relative effectiveness of these different entities in terms of services, but most commonly used service was mutual help groups. So groups like AA, NA, Smart Recovery. The next most common was outpatient treatment, as well as residential treatment, followed by medications.
There are two things that I would wonder listening to this. The first would be that you're asking folks to diagnose this alcohol or drug disorder. So in terms of drawing conclusions from that identified population, is that problematic?
Well, this is interesting because this is one of the things that we wanted to do. We wanted to estimate not just those who have a substance use disorder and are successfully in remission, but those who self-define a problem. The National Academy of Sciences and the Institute of Medicine has advocated for a move away from clinician-centered approaches to patient-centered and now to person-centered. So the idea is for individuals themselves who have suffered from these problems to self-identify whether they had a problem or not.
You're involved in another study that hasn't been published yet showing the length of time that people feel physically and mentally sick after they stop using. What does that research show you?
It takes about 4 to 5 treatment episodes and about 6 to 7 years before people achieve that 1 year of full sustained remission. About 60%+ actually achieve full sustained remission. So that's the good news. It can take a little while for people to get there as they're making progress in recovery. And this is where I think sometimes as clinicians we get a little pessimistic because we see people perhaps coming in, getting some period of sobriety or abstinence, and then relapsing, having a reoccurrence of the condition. But in reality, what happens is when we look, zoom out and look at the bigger picture, we see people actually making substantial progress over these different treatment encounters. People, even when they have a reoccurrence or relapse, they have still made some progress. We've planted seeds in their mind. They've started to change. They've started to change their lifestyle.
Dr. John Kelly is founder and director of the Recovery Research Institute at Massachusetts General Hospital, which supported this nationally represented study of people who have overcome a drug or alcohol problem. Dr. Kelly, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.
For a link to the study, go to our website, wbur.org.